Welcome to the Freaking Film Fanatic Podcast. I'm your freaking host, Nate Unk, and today I will be reviewing Disney's The Little Mermaid. Disney's The Little Mermaid is rated PG for some action peril. Welcome back to the Freaking Film Fanatic Podcast. So, in the past few years, we've seen a lot of Disney animated classics brought to life. We've had The Jungle Book, The Lion King, Cinderella. Disney Plus has Peter Pan and Wendy. I mean, they're doing a lot. So when I heard that they were going to be doing The Little Mermaid, it wasn't really a big surprise to me at all. The one thing, though, that I've heard people talk about it that I don't think is fair was that in the cartoon, Ariel was white, and in the movie, she's portrayed by Halle Bailey, and she is great. She has a great voice. She's very pretty, and I really, really enjoyed her portrayal as Ariel. So, some other things I think's weird is I remember when I was 8 years old, and The Little Mermaid, the animated Little Mermaid, came out the same weekend as Back to the Future Part 2. And I was sleeping over at my grandma's house, and the next day she's like, "Hey, you want to go see a movie?" And I was like, "Yeah." And she goes, "Let's go see this cute Little Mermaid one." And I was like, I was an 8-year-old boy. And I have sisters that are twins that are 4 years younger than me. I go, "Well, we're probably already going to go see that as a family. So I want to go see Back to the Future Part 2. And then I was kind of embarrassed, even though I was 8, because there was a lot of SOBs, phrases in Back to the Future Part 2. But anyway, it's that old. I am 42, and the original animated film came out in 1989. The cartoon version is 88 minutes long, so it's just shy an hour and a half. This new one, in the live action version, it's 2 hours and 17 minutes. There is 52 extra minutes of movie that we didn't get in the animated version. And for the most part, it's done really, really well. I really liked Jonah Howard King. He was great as Prince Eric. And Melissa McCarthy was great as Ursula. And, I mean, the cast was likable. The acting was really great. I loved Awkwafina as Skuttles. She was great. All of the animals were great. The songs were great. They did a lot of fun. In fact, you'll never hear me say this very often, but I kind of wished I would have seen it in 3D. Because, like, it's there's certain shots that it's almost like you knew they were pushing for 3D, and some of those underwater effects and dance numbers and singing would look great in 3D, and I don't say that very often. So I hope that there might be a 3D version that comes out tomorrow. I'm not sure. So I'll have to check that out. But I really enjoy the film. There's a few new songs to the movie. Prince Eric has a really cool song that I really liked a lot. And there were a few other little songs here or there that weren't in the cartoon. There was a lot more of Eric's backstory, in a way. So even though the original one was great at 88 minutes, this one was great at 2 hours and 17 minutes. So, yeah, you're you're getting 52 extra minutes, pretty much. But they use it well, and so it's a lot of fun. The one thing, though, is I sometimes our critic screenings are with a regular audience who have won tickets or got emails and offered tickets to come see the movie early and for free and this and that. And usually I hate kids in movie theaters because they're loud, they cry, you know, all that stuff. But to be honest, with a family movie and, you know, a movie good for kids, I just, you know, whenever movies come out like that, the kids talking or crying doesn't bother me too much. The other thing is children have about a half an hour attention span. And after that half hour, they kind of start to wander. Well, about 40 minutes into the film, all of these parents were taking their kids down to the bathroom, and there were people going up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down the stairs, which is understandable. You have, you know, a four-year-old who needs to go to the bathroom really bad, and you still have 45 minutes left of the movie. You know, you can't have them sit through that. And that's one of the only gripes I have about the movie is, even though the length is just fine and they've added elements that, you know, make it enjoyable for both grown-ups and kids, the musical numbers are great. I really enjoyed it, and I would wholeheartedly recommend it to families. But like I said, if you have younger ones, make sure you take them into the bathroom before the movie. And if you have really little ones, it might, you know, I mean, you know your kids, so you'll know if they'll really need to go to the bathroom. So if you have a little kid, try to be courteous and sit on the aisle seats. I know they're not right in front of the screen, but if, you know, you have a couple kids and they need to go to the bathroom, you don't want them, you know, people don't want you walking, you know, in front of them, you know, there and back and there and back. So luckily the seats that they set apart for us, we didn't have that problem at all. But we did see a lot of people taking their kids up and down to go to the restroom or whatever else they needed. But besides that, I had a really good time with The Little Mermaid. And it ranks up there with the best ones. You know, I really enjoyed The Jungle Book and the live-action Jungle Book. And The Lion King was cool. But it almost seemed like they just did a shot for shot for The Lion King. So it was like almost the exact same thing as the animated movie. And so, you know, I mean, it was neat to see it in live action, but they didn't add anything special to it, you know. And I hate saying that because I love Jon Favreau, who directed it. He's awesome. But yeah, I really liked The Jungle Book. Lion King, like I said, they didn't add to or take away anything. They just made it look real, which, I mean, it was cool, but they could have done so much more with it. You know, and then there's been a couple on Disney Plus, like Pinocchio, that was not good. I love the original Pinocchio, and I did not care for the live action one that they did. So anyway, but yeah, what was, like I said, I really liked The Jungle Book, you know, and those, so this ranks up as one of the better ones, I think. Little Mermaid is a pretty great, remake that has a bunch of little things added into it, but I think that they made the story more interesting and exciting. And so, yeah, like I said, it's a good movie. I really enjoyed it a lot. And like I said, it's a great family film, but just remember to take your kids to the bathroom before you go into the movie. And if at first they don't succeed, make them try again. Because you won't want to miss it. There's a lot of cool stuff that you might miss. And, you know, it was enjoyable. It was a good night out, and I recommend it. So that was my review for Disney's live-action version of The Little Mermaid. And I am glad that it is good, and I'm happy to share my thoughts and feelings with you. And hopefully, maybe in the future, I'll see you at the movies.